This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
The question arises, when you are interested in buying a home, should you have representation as a buyer? 99% of the time, buyers will choose to have a real estate agent that represents them in the transaction. Now, that looks like this. A buyer signs a buyer agency agreement that says that the buyer is going to be represented by this real estate agent, and this agent and that buyer are married through a commitment similar to a listing agreement for a period of as little as a day or to as long as 6 months. And oftentimes this has a kick-out clause if the buyer is dissatisfied with the agent and the qualifications of the agent or their capability in securing a home for them. Recently, I was able to work with a buyer on one of my listings, and the buyer had written 3 or 4 other offers with another agent and then said, hey, we just want you to handle this. Now, they did so because they believed that I had the capability of writing an offer for them and doing what they asked me to do, which is, in fact, what happened. I give my clients, the seller, my full fiduciary relationship. I give the buyer on my listing, the customer, my full ethical obligation. Now, the difference here is I give both ethical obligation to seller and buyer, but fiduciary means I'm looking out for the seller. For the buyer, I'm going to tell them everything I know about the house. So what we talked about in the first half of the show, I'm going to disclose anything that I know about the condition of the property. I'm going to give them comparables if they want. I'm going to tell them to write full price because I represent the seller. And if for some reason the buyer wants to make an offer for something less than that, I'll write it up according to what they tell me. There's really no loss for a buyer working with the listing agent as long as they're comfortable having someone that they feel that they could trust to give them good information and critical here, trust that someone will be honest with them. Now, my backbone of real estate business, and one of the reasons I have all the endorsements that I have in my business as an honest man, as an honest real estate agent, is I've had 33 years of this practice of being straightforward, honest, and faithful. Not perfect, but honesty means you take fault when you make mistakes, right? It also means that you're right to the point with people and you get down to business and you don't mess around with other people's lives. You take care of people honestly from the beginning to the end. I think it's critical as a home buyer that you work with an agent to write an offer. Doesn't have to be a buyer agent, no. But you have to cross that trust line, and this buyer did with me, as the other buyer did, the one that bought the house that had the termite damage that I discovered. So you can work with a buyer as a customer and represent a seller, not to be confused with the following. In the state of Virginia and Washington, D.C., allow an agent to represent both the buyer and the seller at the same time. I cannot and actually will not do that in either D.C. or Virginia. And I tell my sellers that many agents will represent both sides of a transaction, but I find that to be such an unconstitutional conflict of interest to represent competing interests in the same transaction that I've said no. And the state of Maryland determined years ago that that would not be legal. However, we do hear this word dual agency, and it is okay, in my opinion, for two different agents from the same company to represent competing interests. I put a home on the market at 8723 Persimmon Tree Road in Potomac, Maryland for $2,375,000. I'm mentioning two very beautiful single-family homes to you today. This particular home is on Persimmon Tree on 2 acres, and it is an extraordinary single-family home similar to the one on Calder Road in McLean. It was built by the former head of Discovery Communications, who sold it to its current owner, who's been with the house for many, many years now. It's built in the late 1980s. It's brick on 4 sides, has a tennis court, has an in-ground swimming pool, and ornate finishes throughout the property. It's walking distance to the Congressional Country Club and close to the Holy Child School off Bradley and not far from the Potomac Village. It's only about 9 minutes to get to the bridge from there if you were to take the Clara Barton Parkway from where Persimmon Tree intersects. So there's really a couple of homes that provide excellent access in virtually the same price point that I want to mention to you today. And I would recommend visiting both of these, one in Potomac and one in McLean. Again, the one in Potomac is at 8723 Persimmon Tree. The one in McLean is on Calder, 1317 Calder Road in McLean, Virginia. Now, I got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit unemployed right now. Does that sound funny? Does that sound strange? Well, in real estate, I'm a little bit like an actor in that I'm always auditioning for new opportunities to work with home sellers, like I would be if I wanted to be in films or plays or whatnot. And that being my background, having studied economics and theater, that's why I relate to this. We've had such an exceptional year as a team. We've been selling houses faster and for more money, and it has been an exciting time. With the interest rates dropping, and we're looking at fixed rates at 2.75% to 3%, depending upon the amount of money that's being borrowed, buyers have come out of the woodwork looking for real estate. And please, please listen carefully to what I'm about to say. This is probably the most critical thing you could hear in all of the conversation in today's show. Do not underprice your home. Do not put your home on the market. Do not sell it quietly right now. You know, I talk about the quiet listing, and maybe your condition would warrant selling it off market because maybe you hoard, maybe there are exceptional reasons for it, but it's so critical in a market that is moving higher like the one that we have experienced the last 4 months that you not base your opinion of value on what was before. If you tried to sell your home in the last 5 years and were not able to, call me now. Call me now. Let me and my team give you a free market evaluation of your property and tell you where the fair market value of your home is in today's market, because it's different. Prices across the board have jumped. I've just sold numerous homes, whether it's in Lake Barcroft or it's down in Fairfax Station or it's in Fairfax or out in Leesburg or whether it's in Bethesda or Timonium or wherever you may be in Chevy Chase or wherever, Rockville. I just settled one in Rockville. Gorgeous old colonial Victorian built in 1890. Folks, now is the time to get top dollar. The demand is there. The supply is not. Call me at 800-900-9104 to get a free competitive market evaluation. And you may not be ready. That's okay. Please don't take this as a shove to sell. It's more to say, get a sense of where the market is now, especially if you're thinking of selling this fall or even next year. Now's a great time to have us come out, walk through, and give you a strategy to get your home ready to sell in that February, March timeframe, which I think is going to be excellent next year if you're not ready to sell now. Again, that toll-free number to call us is 1-800-900-9104. 800-900-9104. And that's just free, toll-free. We have offices in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our website, if you prefer, is ericstewartgroup.com. And if you want to reach me, you want to contact me directly, you can email me at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. Okay? Now is a great time. Don't be afraid to price it high. Timing trumps condition. Well, it's been a great show. Enjoyed talking with you. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from me. Please let me know from time to time what I can talk about that will make your life easier. Have a wonderful week ahead. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.